Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. We are in this wonderful little town called Honolulu, Hawaii. I think a few people may have heard of it. And I'm here with Gary Devin from Mission Federal Credit Union. How are you, Gary?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Mike?
Doing well.
Good to be
Thanks
here.
For, yes, it's mighty nice here. A little sticky out here in the lobby area because we're outdoors. But nonetheless, it's pretty darn nice here.
It is. I always love Hawaii. Maui's my favorite, but this is not bad.
It's not bad. It's a close second. Hey, you're talking about keeping your identity safe while traveling. This is a very appropriate topic, especially since we all traveled here. Give me a quick 411 on what's going on here.
Well, some kind of the things I like to look at and tell people when they're traveling is, first of all, keep track of everything that has your identity. Today, that means electronic devices mostly, but your receipts, your luggage tag type information that they put on, anything that could identify you and your address, and especially knowing that you at that address are not in town.
Right.
And all that. So that's a place for people to go to.
Don't be going on your Facebook page and say, hey, we're gone for 2 weeks in Europe.
Obviously, do not, through social media, indicate that you're away from the house for somebody to find out. That's absolutely true. Actually, I got hit with one, I believe, to be just yesterday morning. 4 o'clock in the morning, I get a call in the hotel room. And it wakes me up, I'm groggy and all this. And they ask for somebody who's not in the room. And there's a fake name, potentially. And and I said, that's, no one's here by that name. You've called the wrong room, wrong number. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, what's your name? And I said, well, it's none of your business. You don't need that. And hung up. And what they wanted to do in this case, a very local type of fraud issue, is if they got your room number and they got your name, now we can charge up anything at the hotel and anything where the hotel allows charges and all that. So a very easy, simple fraud that can be. So be careful who
I would have fallen for that in a heartbeat.
Information to. Yeah. Be careful who you give information to.
Okay.
Another one is when you're traveling, don't take credit cards. Don't take all your credit cards. Mm-hmm. Take what you need, what you want, and all this. If you take two cards, don't put them in the same place. Put one on one and one another. So at least if it's stolen, you still have the means of another credit card in your possession and things like that. So those are probably the biggest ones, obviously, with your luggage. With your electronic devices, if you're leaving the room, put them in the safe. Mm-hmm. Safes these days are much bigger than they used to be because of the electronic device, because of your notebook computers and things. They fit in mostly nice for most hotels and things. So do that.
How about, I've always wondered, how secure is the hotel Wi-Fi? How about logging onto your account online and checking your balance or paying bills? How safe is that to do? Or even in the lobby on your phone or something like that? How safe is that type of stuff to do?
It's much safer if it has a secure passcode to it, so you have a certain amount of security in that and feel comfortable using that. If it doesn't have a password, if it's a totally open, you're a little more open out there, so be careful how you use it. Always shut your Wi-Fi off if you're not going to need to get into Wi-Fi. If you're just working locally on your computer, I shut my Wi-Fi off. I don't even give them the opportunity. But I have a local hotspot on my iPhone.
Those work out really well.
And so that's in real long password type thing. So I'm very comfortable. I would suggest people do that when they're traveling and things. But the hotel, as long as there's password to it and passcode to it, your relative is.
I've always wondered that. And I've heard horror stories in airports and things like that where people are like looking over your shoulder. There's a camera somewhere or something like that.
And another thing,
they got your password.
Again, that's been the adage with ATMs and things. Make sure you understand who's behind over your shoulder that's speaking. I try to block it a little bit for people taking video of you entering your codes and things like that. Yeah. So, just be a little more sensible.
Gary, when can we be done with the password so we don't have to worry about somebody looking over your shoulders? Just thumbprint, iPrint,
there
voice.
With your devices now, you're using your thumbprint on your iDevices and things, and many of the other Android type of devices. So we're getting closer and closer. It's going to just get better and better. Yeah. And there's other means with your eye retina scans and other types of voice recognition patterns, things like this that'll be coming to fruition sometime in the future, so you'll have options.
But. Yeah, you hear like Apple and Google and the big players starting to adopt these technologies in their hardware and software and stuff like that. So it's coming. It's just still
it's always slow. It evolves.
Can't get here soon enough.
Not revolutionary. It's evolutionary.
Exactly. I like that. Nice. So what could happen if somebody does, worst case scenario? What could happen if somebody does get a hold of your identity or access your account or something like that in a place like this while you're traveling? That's bad news.
A lot can happen. They can be opening up new other accounts under your name type of a thing, because we do a lot electronically and such. and then borrow money on those and get money from you. If they get your card number and things like that, they can issue new cards and go out and hit anywhere and everywhere for it. So there's a lot that could happen with that. And it's just much, much better to protect that information, not get into it. Yeah. You know, knock on wood, I've not had that issue come up yet, other than some fraudulent activity on my card, which they reissue new cards. Right. That's becoming more common, unfortunately, today and all that. But the cards are protected by insurance on the financial institution. You can get that money back and pretty good by reporting it. So I think we're in a good environment as far as the cards go in that regard. And the cards are getting much more with the chip cards, much more protective and things. But
now it's card not present, you got to worry about.
Card not present is a big, big issue. Yeah, exactly.
That's a whole other show. That's a whole other topic.
Unfortunately, I got to be somewhere in 2 hours.
Well, let's wrap up with what are you guys doing at Mission to help out your members in this area? Because, I mean, this really puts you guys in a really great place as a financial resource for security, because so many of us have questions, especially those of us who aren't in the industry or aren't in the know as we are at places like this. So many consumers out there are like, what do I do? So being a part of Crate Union,
we help to educate our members on what to look for, and we've done a similar thing last year regarding travel and some of the things to look out for and to plan for. We have implemented the electronic wallets, you know, that we had where your biometrics can work, and that'll help protect you some, and continue to look at ensuring that our own environment itself is protected, layered security, so that if anything penetrates one, there's another one that they have to hit, and things like that. We're, you know, continually audited from the outside several times a year to ensure that our practices are best of breed, and we're working things. So we work a lot to protect ourselves internally, to help our members a lot, and then we look for the tools and help educate them through our website and through our newsletters and things to ensure they adopt appropriate practices themselves.
I'm going to wrap up with this. What's the outlook for the rest of 2017? Is there anything that we should be looking for in regards to security or even new technology coming down the turnpike that you guys can offer?
There's new technology coming in.
Well, there's new technology in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And it's mostly going to be in the biometrics area and applying more and more biometrics into the applications and systems that we use. It's what's new and all that, and what's coming are more, unfortunately, internal, that they don't get to see and touch and feel and all of that. We are constantly changing our network and changing our tools that we use to fight crime and fight fraud within the financial institution to help protect our members' information, and even in spite of some of the things they do. So we're always on the lookout,
good
always putting things in.
Exactly. Well, it's good to have folks like you out there looking out for us, because there's folks like me that are just kind of oblivious to a lot of things. So thank you for that.
It's
thank you for protecting
pleasure.
It. Yeah.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.